no matter how many times I've gone to various cities on many different subjects, always the question of relationship comes up. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, sooner or later we get around to that topic. And so one has to ask the question, why? Why does it have such a foothold in our psyche? And the obvious answer to that is really redundant, and that is because relationships are so important. So why are relationships so important? Is it possible that they could be too important? Is it possible that they exercise a role in our intrapsychic economy that is disproportionate to its value? I don't know the answer to that question, but I'd like to raise that question with you tonight to ask, why are they so important? And why is it that we have to address the subject in such a systematic and reflective way tonight? Possibly they are so important because our relationships are in service to other agendas. Sometimes those agendas are known, sometimes they're not. Possibly that those agendas are more than just, as Donna Marie was just suggesting, more than our personal history. Perhaps there's an archetypal dimension to that, which means that we're somehow in a force field that transcends our individual conscious lives and touches on the very nature of being human itself. Possibly relationships are so important to us because our life begins with the severing of relationship. And one could also argue with the termination of relationship as well. It's perhaps the ending of relationship that is the bookend or the frame of this journey we call our life. And so when we look at the issue of relationship, we realize that in the beginning, we experience the loss of a primal connection, the loss of a sense of connection to the heartbeat of the cosmos, floating upside down, except there's no up and there's no down, feeling the heartbeat of the universe, and at the same time, having all of our needs met. It hasn't been that good since. And we recognize that in the severing that the early psychologists called birth trauma, there's something that ripples through our experience and begins to color the rest of our journeys. And how that experience is mediated by the primary caregivers into which fate has placed our lives goes a long way towards how that experience is assimilated, metabolized, internalized, or perhaps rejected in some way. Many times, fundamental assumptions about self and other are programmed by those earliest relationships. Issues of trust versus distrust, of approach and of avoidance, get programmed very early in terms of the intrapsychic sense of who we are and who that other is in our life. Now, in a certain way, the notion of love, which is perhaps the most enduring of our mysteries, even more mysterious than death itself, is always substituted for a kind of cautious consideration of the nature of relationship. When we think about love, there is always a sense of yearning for the other. And again, perhaps that comes from that initial trauma of separation. It's created romanticism, and we think of the Sehnsuchtigkeit, the yearning for eternity. We think that the etymology of the word religion itself means to reconnect with or bind back to. We recognize that so much of our popular culture is fueled by the fantasy of connection with the other. At least most of popular culture and probably all of country and Western music is so fueled. And again, we say the very ubiquity and urgency of the need to love and be loved in return is saying something profound about our psychology, not all of which we will forever understand.